What do you got there, Leanna?
I got some Crayolas and pencils and sharpeners and school supplies.
Yay.
It's going to take.
What are you doing over there, Joni?
I'm stuffing a bag with goodies.
Okay, all right. Look at our sweet friends. Hello. My goodness.
Here, that one's pretty.
It's old Bill. Look at that brother. So we stopped here at one of the schools that we just support, and it's a day of goodies. Yay.
Awesome. Blessings and peace on you, my friends. We wanted to start things out. Obviously, I am not Troy Brewer. I'm Shay Wilbur, the media director here at Troy Brewer Ministries, Open Door Church, and all things happening in this house. And as you saw there, that is where our team is. That's where Pastor Troy, Pastor Leanna, and a bunch of our friends are there in Uganda right now as we speak. I think it's like 7 p.m. at night. And our hearts are with them, especially when we see videos like that of them delivering goodies to children there in Uganda and partners of ours there. And we are just so excited and pumped. We cannot wait for them to get home to hear all of the incredible testimonies and stories. And we've been sharing some of those along the way across our social media platforms. So make sure to follow us all over the place on whatever social media platform that you follow, that you like. Find us there because we are sharing all that God is doing in Uganda and around the world. We're just so blessed to do what we do and to get to be the hands and feet of Jesus in this world. So thank you again for joining us. Love having you here. And I am not alone in the studio, although Pastor Troy is in Uganda and we are missing him dearly. I am joined by two wonderful people that you probably know. You're getting to know if you don't know them already. First of all, we have the one and only Zach Rippey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shay. So good to be here. Yesterday's episode was amazing. I love seeing all the stories that were shared by Pastor Troy that got to zoom in with us.
Oh man, that was so cool.
And it was just so heartfelt. And I love that because in this world where we're so like overconsumed with media and flashing and all that stuff, it's like one of those things where it's so special to be able to just get your heart broken just through the power of story and through the power of just what God is doing over there. And it just really just draws me nearer to this ministry. And it's just such a blessing to be able to be a part of it.
Well, we're so blessed to have you. I mean, you have your own podcast called I Like Birds.
Yes, ma'am.
And I love Pastor Troy is always promoting it, always singing your praises. He loves you. And so he was really excited to hear that you were sitting in here as he was gone and helping us hold down the fort. So we're so happy to have you.
Thank you. It's an honor.
And just appreciate you so much. And we have the lovely worship leader, mom, podcaster, Rebecca Tamayo. So good to have you.
Wonderful intro.
Thank you. I think people may not know, like you are a worship leader here at Open Door Church and you're a mom and among all the things that you do on the Pulse here. So it's a so blessing. Good to have you.
Yeah, it's a blessing to be able to be expanded. I feel like the Lord literally is expanding us in the spiritual way.
Yeah.
And we say yes to him. So when you say yes, he does things that you can't even imagine that I would thought I'd be doing. He's amazing.
Yeah. Like a year ago, would you have thought that you were sitting here on the Pulse?
Never. Or talking to Zach, cause we met him a while back. I never thought I would speak to him or anything like that.
So now we're all together.
It's amazing. Family.
We do have an empty seat next to us. Cause Ben, who normally would be joining us, he's off in like Canada. He's like getting a bear. I don't totally understand what goes on in these trips. I'm new to the Texas thing, but I guess they go on trips and they go hunting and they get bears.
Yeah. With maybe. Pastor Jerry.
Oh, with Pastor Jerry too? Mm-hmm. They're having fun.
Yeah. They're having fun.
We do miss him though.
Yes, we miss you, Ben. And I'm sure Ben's always really good at chatting with all of our ODX and Facebook people as they're joining us.
So we have Tabitha and ODX family. We got Monica, shout out Debbie Smith, Nancy Brumfield, Monica Bradley, Sarah Spencer. We have Pablo. We have St. Mule. We love you guys. Thank you. I don't know who's on Facebook. Do you want to do some shout outs?
Yeah, go ahead. Do some shout outs before we get into it.
We have Howard from Louisiana. We have Joy Clemens from Arizona. We have Rhonda Johnson, Open Door Family from Joshua, Texas.
Look at the bottom. We got a first-time viewer out of here.
Wow, we got
Craft Angels. We see you. We thank you for joining the show today.
It is such a blessing.
I see even someone in Africa and they say it's like 7 p.m. there. Where did that go? Oh, Mark.
Mark
from Albert Falls, South Africa. 7 p.m. is correct. Okay.
Let's go.
Well, cool. Yeah. I love that we have friends visiting us from Africa. Any other announcements before we get into the
news? No, and also, so everyone that is watching us, everyone that is on ODX, everybody on Facebook, YouTube, don't forget to comment and put your location so we could see where you're tuning in from. Also, don't forget to share. do the whole bell, like Pastor Troy says, ring the bell. Because when you do that, you're not just saying, oh, it's for likes. No, it's not. You are literally being a media missionary. And this is what it's all about, being the hands and feet of King Jesus. Also, don't forget to share our podcast, ODX.TV, on all platforms and on all your platforms. And also, we have our 29th anniversary this Sunday.
Yes.
Dr. Leanna and Pastor Troy
Dr. Leanna
will be here, and they are ready just to talk about everything God has done, all the stories, all the celebrations, all the miracles these 29 years. So this Sunday, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., if you can't be here in person, please you can watch at odx.tv on live.
Yes. Awesome. It's going to be an incredible Sunday. And today we also have a very special guest joining us. If you're part of this family, you know who she is. She is a very influential prophetic voice, author, speaker, minister, just like one of those people you just want to be around and like soak up the glory that's just like coming off of her. Yeah, I feel real. Like she's incredible. The one and only Miss Patricia King. And we are going to be bringing her in live to speak with her in just a few moments. So you do not want to go anywhere. She will be joining us. We're going to be talking about her recent trip with our team to Mexico. It was her first trip with our team as well as mine. So I cannot wait to relive some of those moments with all of you in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, we got to get to off the top quickly. We've had a lot going on in the world, in the headlines. This is just a time where we get to just really quickly hit on some things that we've been seeing across the news that we just need to talk about for a second. And we didn't get to do this yesterday, but over the weekend, there was a second assassination attempt on Trump. He was golfing at Trump International Golf Club, and at around 1:31 p.m., Secret Service saw someone with a rifle of some sort poking through the tree line. Secret Service fired on the suspect. He wasn't able to fire at Trump. He ran. A bystander took photos of the car, turned it in. He was caught 45 minutes later. I think he was like 55 miles away. His name was Ryan Wesley Ruth. And whenever this stuff happens, there he is. I just want to hear Pastor Troy's take on this. I'm not even going to speak into the significance here, because I know Pastor Troy's going to take this. He's going to dissect it. He's going to dissect his name, the time, the location, and God's going to have a whole revelation through Pastor Troy. So I can't wait till he gets back to hear that. But I mean, really, people are coming for Trump. And I mean, it makes me nervous. I just pray God's protection over him.
Amen.
And as Pastor Troy has been saying, you know, we need to just pray this election even happens.
Correct.
This fall, because I believe there are plans to make it not even happen. So
I think it's ironic that Joe Biden and Trump in the first debate were going back and forth about their golf game, and then this happens. You know, I think there's some deep underlying issues that maybe the other side seems to be targeting when it comes to the golf thing. And it's just interesting. I think it shows us that we need to be really praying as the body of Christ for honestly both presidents. You know, we God is the one that's going to institute the leader that is for us.
Yep.
And some will say our lack of faith has led to the president that we have in 2020, you know, and we get the president we deserve as a nation, but it shows that we need to be really covering both of them and just praying that the election does happen, like you say.
Yeah. And ultimately God is in control. We will not be shaken, as Troy says. You know, we are rooted in the word.
Right.
So we're not shaken by all the stuff happening around us, the craziness. Our job is to stand firm in who we are in him. And just keep the main thing and not be freaked out by what's happening.
Absolutely. And there's no political savior. There's just a savior of your soul. And that's Jesus Christ.
Exactly. I think it really goes back to that. Like, neither one of these people are going to be our political saviors.
Right.
But like you said, that's so good. That's so good, Zach. So another news story in the headlines, and I wanted to touch on this yesterday, but it actually continued over today. Mm-hmm. Hezbollah devices exploded all across Lebanon yesterday and again today in a crazy targeted attack. Now, if you don't know who Hezbollah is, that is a terrorist organization based out of Lebanon. They operate heavily in Lebanon. They've also been launching rockets for years over into Israel. This is not a new thing that they've been firing rockets at Israel. Israel has not technically claimed responsibility for this attack, but what is so crazy about this attack, it was so specifically targeted. So what happened is all across Lebanon at the same exact time, over 1,000 pagers basically beeped. And then when they were picked up, they exploded and injuring a ton. I mean, literally thousands of terrorists. And what's so crazy is that Israel, the military there, it wasn't that they had all the names of these terrorists. This is what's so interesting to me. they didn't have all these, they don't know who all is operating with Hezbollah because it's such a huge network. And so the way that they get them, but they do know that whoever has one of these pagers is a part of, is a part of this terrorist network. So by targeting the pagers and somehow getting access to them before they are dispersed among the terrorists, they were able to now identify who all those terrorists are because they're all in the hospitals getting treatment for their injuries. It's crazy. I believe a few lost their lives. I'm not sure how many, but just crazy, crazy. Wow. I mean, that's just kind of the stuff that you see in like movies. So again, Israel hasn't said that they are responsible, but I mean,
connect the dots,
Yeah.
So I would like to say, cause I was just remembering about things that are hidden will come to the light. So Luke does declare in chapter 8 for there's nothing hidden that will not be disclosed and nothing concealed that will not be known and brought out to the open. So I think this is a timely manner where if evil has been doing it and they've been good at it and Pastor Troy is evil, is well organized, God, it's time, like things are going to start getting exposed into the light.
I love that.
Hold up. So. Are you like in my brain right now? Look at my verse on my screen right now.
Did you just write that?
Gosh. Yeah, I wrote that down on my notes right here. Luke 8:17. Because that verse, the Lord wanted me to share that verse today with you guys, because it's just like, with obviously we're going to cover also P. Diddy in a few minutes, but it just shows us. There look at Taylor in one spirit too. Come on now.
Look at your screen.
Yeah, isn't that wild? That's I'm mind blown by that. That's the one verse we were both in unity about. That's the Lord right there. Come on, praise God. Put that in the chat. Let's go.
Let's use that to roll into the next story. You know, you just mentioned P. Diddy and.
That was awesome, guys. Wow, that's the picture.
So he has been indicted on a ton of charges, including racketeering, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, obstruction of justice, sex trafficking. Obviously, that gets our attention because we work day in and day out to fight this awful, awful evil in this world.
Wow.
And to see someone of his status and power and someone who has operated in the success of the world for so long, to know that this was going on behind the scenes and this has been able to be pulled off by him is just so sick. And of course, it's all alleged. These are just charges against him, but I have a feeling Luke 8:17, is that what the passage is? Luke 8:17. Yeah.
I mean, you say it's alleged, but they seized 1,000 bottles of baby oil from his house.
Oh my Lord. Yeah, exactly.
That's what the story said. So it's, and also
something is happening there.
It's a criminal enterprise, and it shows that he's the leader of this. And that means there are other people and associates involved in this. And it shows that it's a big operation. As you were saying on our last episode last week, evil is well funded. So we got to be well funded as well for the kingdom of God. And this is a time where, you know, we can't rule out the fact that predators can be of any influence, could be in any field, any position. And that's why it's so important to speak truth. And that's why it's so important to preach unity. It's so important for fathers to be in the home. Sex before marriage is a no-no. You know, like there's all these things that we need
God's
to be really preaching.
Way.
I know it's the blueprint of life, you know, and the world has fallen, and even shows that the people that we look up to and the worldly figures aren't the people that we need to be looking up to, because we don't really know what's going on behind closed doors. We need to be focused on the word of God, and we need to be focused on Jesus. And that's the solution here to stuff like this. When this goes down, is draw nearer to Christ so that you don't fall into sin that involves something like this.
That is so good and so true. And that verse is really, there's not a better verse to dwell on when you see headlines like this, when you see stuff like this, like there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how big. And he tried to give $50 million to get bailed out of jail. He tried to buy his way out of
being arrested yesterday. Really?
Yeah, he made that offer. He said $50 million to get me out of here and on bail. And he was a flight risk, so they denied it.
Wow. Good for them for denying it. Sometimes it seems like, okay, celebrities or people that we know in the public eye can just get away with stuff. So I pray that justice is served for all of these victims. Mm-hmm. Like God only knows how many victims there are that will hopefully and prayerfully come out of the woodwork to, if this has happened, like justice needs to be served.
It all started with Cassie too, his ex-girlfriend coming out. She's also a singer, and she broke the news, and she filed lawsuits against him civilly and then it expanded into criminal charges.
Wow. Well, just pray. Yeah. God's hand on that situation. And again, I feel like I've been seeing headlines lately having to do with trafficking. It seems like more and more people are getting caught. Thank you, Jesus. And these plots are getting revealed. And obviously this is something that is so near and dear to our hearts, because this is a huge mission. This is part, I mean, Troy says it, like, we do church so we can save kids.
That's right.
And you know, they're in Uganda right now doing that. And we just got back a couple weeks ago from Mexico. And as we lead into, I want to bring in Ms. Patricia King in just a moment. And we are so, so happy to have her with us. And the trip that she took with us to Mexico was her first trip with our ministry, was my first trip with the ministry, as I'm new here as well. And seeing firsthand what we do as fighting, as really on the front lines of this fight against human trafficking is so incredible. Before we bring her in, let's just show you a quick recap. This was from our second day in Mexico. Take a look at this.
Well, friends, welcome guys to day two. Guys, we have a huge and tremendous jam-packed day, and we're gonna have our hearts broken because we're meeting a whole bunch of rescue kids I've never seen before. We're gonna be inspired. We're gonna do celebrations. It's gonna be crazy cool. I double dog dare y'all to come go with me. Literally all over the world, whenever we get our kids in, we always find them underneath the bed. It's a huge breakthrough, a huge milestone when a kid moves from sleeping underneath the bed to on top of a bed. Because for them, a bed represents how they were sexualized and the trauma that they have experienced. So for them to, for this to turn into a safe place is like one of the biggest things that Jesus can do in their life with our kids all over the world. Everything that you're seeing is because all of us have said yes before we had it figured out. And then God just took care of it.
Wow, everything you just saw is because they said yes and God took care of it. That gets me every single time. It just gives me chills. Love seeing that recap from Mexico from our trip there. And at this time, I want to welcome Miss Patricia King to the Pulse 24. She's a minister, author, speaker, prophetic voice, and really a mentor of this house and of Pastor Troy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. And what an exciting hour we are living in. God is doing so many things. And of course, we have opportunities galore to bring light into the darkness. And that's what you at Troy Brewer Ministries are doing. It's awesome.
Well, thank you for being such a part of our family here and for being that prophetic mentor for us and for Pastor Troy. I feel like, you know, you and I have recently just met, but I already feel that I want to just sit, like we were saying, just under your anointing and hear what God is putting on your heart to share. And this trip to Mexico was so special. It was your first time there and you played a huge role in actually what we did and some of what we saw there. So before we get into that specific, into the bakery opening specifically, what was it like, just overview, your first experience being on a trip with this ministry that you really are such a partner with?
Yeah, well, it is a beautiful partnership when we can find people of like spirit, right? And of course, Troy and Leanna's passion is so massive and it's easy to connect to. I've been involved in anti-trafficking actually for decades and actually lived in Mexico for a few years back in the 80s. And even though the trafficking wasn't as prevalent as it is now, it was definitely going on at that time. So only God's light can penetrate that level of darkness. And it takes boots on the ground. And that's what was so refreshing to see, is the commitment that was there for Troy Brewer Ministries to go in and partner not only with God to releasing individual victims, but also the actual inviting the government to take responsibility and other agencies that are there to take responsibility to attacking this atrocious onslaught of the enemy. And seeing the favor that God had given Troy Brewer Ministries with government agencies and leaders of different aspects of that was really refreshing. It's always a blessing to see children in a safe haven, which is definitely what we saw when we were taken to the different homes and saw the children and teens well cared for, loved on, supported, and given hope for their future. And so it's just, I mean, it was altogether just a beautiful time of seeing what God is doing, and especially through Troy Brewer Ministries and the way that Troy Brewer Ministries is reaching out to make others a voice as well.
Wow, we love that so much. And I think it's so powerful how you mentioned, and I watched a video with you when you were talking with Troy about how when the way they saw Moses is similar how the kids see Pastor Troy, as was just such a big heart that's just shining bright for the children. So talk to me a little bit about that. What was some of the big takeaways that you had from the mission when you were alongside Pastor Troy? Because this was your first time running with him, correct? So what was it like for you to be able to just take away something for you to go back home with?
Yeah, so years ago, the Lord, when we started working with anti-trafficking, there was big questions. I'm sure a lot of the viewers right now would have those same questions. How could anyone damage a child in the way that they are being harmed? How could anyone even do that? It's not even comprehensible to a healthy person. And I know that a lot of the viewers are just mind-boggled right now to understand some of the things that would happen to these children, some of the ways that they've been used and treated and abused and sold and damaged. You know, it's just horrible. So when I was contemplating that years ago, the Lord showed me about Moses' parents. So in Moses' day, there was an attack against children as well, and against their well-being. In fact, there was a law that said all the Hebrew boys had to be killed when they were born. And so with Moses, I love this. It's out of Hebrews 11. In verse 23, it says, "By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict." Mm. And so you see that his parents saw value in him. And because they saw that value, they were willing to take a risk. They were willing to put their lives at danger, their futures at danger. They were not moved by the forces that could have come against them for doing it, because they saw value in their son. They saw value in Moses. And I feel that what is behind a lot of the trafficking and the different abuses that are going on with children, terrible abuses, is that those children aren't seen for the value that God has created them for. And so why not abuse a child? Why not sell them and line someone's pockets? You can only do that if you do not value the life of the child. And so when I was in Mexico, it was so refreshing to see that TBN and Troy's Heart especially, and Leanna's Heart especially, they value every child, no matter what its physical condition, its emotional condition, its mental condition, no matter what trauma it's been through, no matter where they've come from, what they've done, where they've been, it doesn't matter. They see value and they see potential. And because of that, they do not fear the cartels. They do not fear ramifications from the government or whatever. They are just committed to doing for the children what is needed, because they see value in them, and they see potential, they see future, they see destiny in each one. And I love that about them. This was my first mission trip with them, but I've known them for a number of years now, and I've always heard that in their tone. I've always heard their heart that sees the value. I've heard the testimonies. I've seen the pictures. I've met some of the people that they've ministered to. But it was wonderful being on the ground and seeing actually everything that was taking place, because every day we were there for 3 days, and every day we were on a mission to go all different kinds of places. We saw all different kinds of outreach extensions where children were being the focus of it all. And it was just beautiful. And to see the safety of the children, to see the children being educated, to see the outcomes of a lot of these ones who had over time been nurtured, educated, and where they are today, and hearing those testimonies was amazing. So yeah, it's wow. just beautiful. Yeah.
So awesome. It's as you were saying those things, it's cool in my head, just replaying the different moments of that trip. And one of my favorites was when you had the opportunity to do the ribbon cutting at the bakery. And this was a bakery that you really, your generosity of your ministry helped fund. So talk to our friends watching and everyone who's joining us about what that was like and what happened with this bakery open.
Oh, what a blessing that was to be on the ground for that special day, because the bakery had been completed and it was with a spirit of excellence. It was just like, it was like high end. Can I say that? Everything yeah. about it had so much care put to it. It had quality. It wasn't like, oh, well, these are just rescued girls from being trafficked. We'll just give them the crumbs off the table. No, wow. it was the very, very best. It was so full of quality, which represented their value. Again, here we are back to value. But it was just a beautiful day to see the opening of it, the official opening, to have prayer over it, and just to see the response of the girls. And, you know, in a mandate like that, I mean, there's so many layers of blessing that come from that kind of mandate. So we built the bakery. The girls can go in there now and actually learn skill. That's number one. They can learn skill that actually can be workable for them to get righteous employment. And they can also learn how to be business owners. And I know that that was mentioned during the time that we were there as one of the goals. But the other thing is just the therapy that comes to them when they're able to freely create something beautiful that comes from their own heart. And so there's so many layers of blessing that come with the bakery. You could see the joy that they had just with one another as they were dreaming. It was, you know, a place for them to dream, a place for them to see beyond where they've been, a place of beauty where they could see their own value reflected in that. And so, yeah, what a special day that was. What a special time of celebration.
I love that you said dreaming, because that's actually what really stuck out to us. We actually called this episode, Are You Dreaming Big Enough? Because Pastor Troy's dream is to rescue every child in the world. And like, what a big dream to have. And to see you running alongside him in that similar dream, in that similar space, and just believing God for it. Truly, you're believing God to rescue children and do it in mighty ways. And not only that, I love that you talked about the breadcrumbs, especially bakery related. I think that's a nice little plug right there. But also the fact that like you get to see them go from like a place of the prison to the palace. And so talk to me about your first, like, what was your first like experience of seeing where they live and just seeing the goodness of what Troy has put them in this position to be able to thrive in, and the transformation that you've seen through that.
Yeah. And also because I've been involved in anti-trafficking for many years, I've been on the ground when we have actually done rescues from some of the girls and little boys too.
Wow.
Of the devastating conditions in which they live, even being, I've seen them be chained to beds. I've seen them in dark, dingy, dirty rooms. You know, like this is very, very horrible. Situations where they are fed drugs to keep them out of it. They are not fed properly. When they are fed, it's just, you know, food that has no nutrition in it, has no goodness in it, no flavor to it even. And so in coming from that kind of understanding and definitely seeing where some of these children come from to a place where they are comfortable, where the surroundings are beautiful, they're clean, they're well cared for, especially in the boys' home that just opened there, or the boys just moved into. It was like a palace, honestly. And that is important, because in your environment, if you're in a broken down environment around you all the time, you will be affected by that environment. That environment is a message to you regarding your worth and your value. So when you're taken from a dark, dingy, degraded environment and put into a place like a palace, it changes everything. We look at Mephibosheth in the Bible, a story of a little boy who was dropped by his nurse. And David was asking, is there anyone in Saul's house that I can reach out to and bless? And they said, yeah, there's Mephibosheth. And so David went and brought him. Now, he had lived as a lame one his whole life. And now he's taken from a very degraded place in society and put inside the king's palace. And that's what's happened to these children. It's just so beautiful. Like, their mothers, their fathers, their caregivers, society has dropped them. And they are broken and they are hurting. And they are not able to function properly, but they have been taken by the Lord and placed into a king's palace. And so when you're in that environment, it changes the way that you perceive yourself. I have a friend who just recently got a new car, and it's an upgraded car. And I can just see in their own heart the lifting of their countenance, because it has to do with value. It has to do with the way that they perceive themselves, the way that they value themselves even. And when that changes, everything changes.
Yeah, that is so true. I think it's just incredible to see the transformation, the physical transformation that some of these kids have. You know, we get pictures here in our office of the befores when we first rescue these girls and their faces are downtrodden. You can just tell their spirits are so heavy. And then I just think of the mom with the little girl. And I think we have a picture of her in the bakery, and her eyes are blurred out for safety reasons. But I just think, like, this mom, first of all, was like a young teenager herself. And her baby was like 2 years old. And just the joy, you can see the smile. You can't see her eyes, but you can see the smile. That's the mom on the left.
My goodness.
And that's her daughter. I thought she was like a babysitter, a caretaker. Yeah. That's actually the mother, and that's her baby. And the preciousness, is that even a word, of the spirits of these two? I just wanted to love on them. I mean, they were so special. I just wanted to keep hugging them both. I mean, just so, so sweet. But that's what God does. That's what God's love. It transforms. It breaks strongholds. There is nothing, I mean, just think, and don't even think about the horrible things that probably happened to this mother and maybe her daughter before she was rescued. And look at God, like, look at what his grace. It's just such a miracle to see the transformation in these kids' lives and the testimony that they're going to be for generations and generations to come, I believe. Rebecca, did you have something that you wanted to ask Patricia? Because I know that God always, God always does something in the spirit.
Download something on her. Yeah.
No,
she's getting a download. And I'm like, what do you want to say?
I was just honestly just thinking about, because we were watching the interview with Pastor Troy and the wonderful Patricia King. I just love her, and how the spirit just, when you talk, it's so tangible. And as he was interviewing you, I just felt like the Father literally is talking to each and one of us out here. And I just felt like maybe you could encourage those watching, Patricia King, and if you had a word for those watching that have felt or going through or traumatic or child, I mean, necessarily this is happening in other countries, but I feel that maybe there's something that you could release to those watching online.
That need to be rescued as well. Transformed by the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you are watching and you feel that you've been violated, abused, you've had your will broken down, you've lost your voice, so you haven't been able to cry out for yourself, that there is one who stands with you. Jesus is with you. And there are people who care, and there are people who will listen. There are people who will help, who will come to your side and help you. And please get in touch with Troy Brewer Ministries and let them know. But the Lord wants you to know that he is your savior. And that's one who will deliver and rescue you from the situation that you are in. And that you are valuable. You have worth. He honors you. He created you with destiny that he wants to unlock and see fully released in this hour. So I just bless you. And I really believe I can feel a shift taking place for you. You don't have to be defined by your past, and neither do you have to be chained to it. You are free in Jesus. When you know the truth, that truth will set you free, and you can run free without those chains holding you back to the terror and to the abuse and to all the oppression that has held you down. You can be free to run and run into a glorious future. So I want to encourage you and minister the love of God to you right now, that you will feel his liquid love, his warm love pour through every part of your being. And you might be saying, yeah, but I've done this and I've done that. It wasn't other people. I actually did some things myself. He understands that. And that's why he died on the cross for you. And he looked at you from that cross and he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand. Forgive them. And he's not a God who wants to punish or condemn. He wants to save. He wants to rescue you. He wants to hold you in his arms. And you don't have to explain every single thing that you've ever done. You just have to draw close to him and let him work from the inside out. Just call on his name right now. His name is Jesus, and he is your Savior. He is the one who loves you. Call on his name and invite him to come inside of every part of your being. You might think, yeah, but it just feels like I'm a garbage can. Well, invite him into the garbage can, and he'll clean it up for you. And he will do it for you, and he will do it as you. And so, and then also, please reach out to Troy Brewer Ministries, because I know that they would love to help you.
Amen. So if you did that prayer and you're asking, I need help, who do I talk to? We have a 24/7 hour prayer, ladies, women, ready to pray for you. You could call us at 877-413-0888. There is someone ready to walk you on this prayer into salvation, into prophetic. We literally flow in the prophetic, and I love that about our church. There is someone that God has ready on the other line for you to speak with. You are not alone. So thank you, Patricia King, for that. So beautiful.
I mean, I've been saved for 4 years, and I felt like I just got resaved just by listening to that. Like, that was beautiful. Thank you, Patricia, for that.
I love it.
Patricia, make sure you stay on the line. We're going to go behind the veil on ODX.TV, where we're going to be talking to Patricia King about more about the mission that she went on, as well as what truly broke her heart while she was there and how Jesus was there the entire step of the way. So make sure you stay with us. We'll be switching on over there right there. Any final words, Shay, before we go behind the veil?
Well, I always toss it to Rebecca for any final announcements behind the veil. Thank you for everyone who is joining us on Facebook and on YouTube. Thanks for being here. We're going to go a little bit deeper on our ODX platform. So if you are not a member, now is a great time to become a member on ODX and become a stage 2, stage 3 partner. That's where you can really get, when we go behind the veil, that is truly when I feel like we just get to a whole nother level spiritually, especially when we have someone like Patricia King joining us. So today it's going to be incredible. Anything else that I'm forgetting, Rebecca?
No, pretty much. Okay. Just that we are so excited for Pastor Troy to get back this weekend.
Yes.
And everything that the Lord is doing. We are celebrating 29 years of the faithfulness and the goodness of the Lord this Sunday. And also we have some special guests showing coming next week. Anderson. We got some good stuff lined up, and God is just moving in so many great ways. So like the lovely Shay said, please join us. ODX.TV is where you'll find all the content, everything Pastor Troy's doing, everything the Lord's doing.
Yep.
And Pastor Troy's saying yes to. You could have it all there at ODX.TV.
All right. Well, with that, let's head behind the veil.